He introduces us to his creations and says, I think it's no accident that the Farndale ladies, who can't seem to perform the simplest task without falling over or breaking something, were created in Great Britain, possibly the only country in the world which discourages personal achievement as vulgar and has made a cult out of the heroic failure. Coarse acting, bad movies, and botched outtakes had a loyal following in the British Isles long before the rest of the world recognized their entertainment value. And when Walter Zirlin Jr. and I decided to make our mark on the Edinburgh Festival in 1975, it was perhaps inevitable that our production of Macbeth, in which the set was accidentally erected back to front and an incapacitated witch was pushed round the cauldron in a wheelchair, was an award-winning sellout, later touring the country to similar acclaim for the next year. Such was the impact of the Farndale ladies that they had to make comeback after comeback, appearing in everything from a French farce to a science fiction adventure. The ladies' most ambitious production, The Mikado, complete with full chorus and orchestra, completed a sold-out run in St. Albans, north of London, and Peter Pan was to be the 11th play to be desecrated by Farndale Avenue ineptitude. Since the Farndale Avenue plays were first published, they've proved surprisingly popular all over the world. It seems that although the Townswomen's Guild, a group of mainly middle-class housewives who meet to learn skills and raise funds for charity, is uniquely British, there are equivalents, such as country women's associations and leagues of women, in many other countries. With only minor adaptations made to the scripts, audiences are now taking that age-old vicarious pleasure in misfortune throughout Europe, and as far afield as Saudi Arabia, Zambia, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and ultimately the USA. You may think that no actors could possibly be as unmitigatedly awful as the Farndale ladies. Perhaps they couldn't, but if they did exist, they'd come from Britain. Words of David McIlvray, co-creator of the Farndale ladies' plays. Actors Circle will present the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Towns Women's Guild Dramatic Society's production of A Christmas Carol, December 1st through the 11th, at Providence Playhouse in Scranton. We had a visit from director John Sugard and actors Patricia Purcell, Donna Wojtek, and April Holgate. They came to fill us in.
The show is, of course, not so much about A Christmas Carol. It is about the theatrical company that is putting A Christmas Carol on. The head of the company is Mrs. Reese, played by Patty Purcell. She's very bossy, very self-important. Scrooge is played by Thelma Greenwood, who will be portrayed by April Holgate. Thelma Greenwood is a classic stage diva who's, you know, a legend in her own mind, to quote an old Dirty Harry film. There's Felicity, who's played by Donna Wojtek, who's a newcomer. She's more of a dancer than an actress and spends a lot of time on stage wondering what to do. We also have Mercedes, who portrays Bob Cratchit and a few others. She'll be portrayed in our production by Linda Griffiths. Mercedes was in an accident a while back and is characterized by the braces on her legs and the cane as she hobbles around the stage. The stage manager is Gordon, played by Mike Lally. Gordon can't act at all. But he's there, and he has his roles, and he has his lines to read. And that is the context, so it's very much a play about the performers.
These ladies have a track record. This is part of a series.
It's a big series. If you go to the publisher and look, there's about 20 of these. And each one is just, here's the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate, Townswomen's Guild Dramatic Society, and their production of, like they did Macbeth, and they do a murder mystery, and they do the Mikado, and they do a science fiction one, and they do a horror, and it's all the same thing. It's these old women just having a ball, doing these shows. The productions are terrible. Every attempt at a special effect goes wrong. So it's very funny to watch. Obviously, it's a successful concept because there's so many of these.
Donna, introduce us to Felicity.
Felicity, to me, I've been comparing this production to, like, Nonsense, it has the same kind of, we're gonna put on a show, but we really have no experience to put on a show. So I would liken her to Sister Leo, who is the novice of the group, probably the newest member, and not too familiar with how the other ladies are. So Felicity's kind of the quiet one in the background. She does what she's told, and like John mentioned earlier, when she doesn't have lines or she doesn't know what to do, she's just like, okay, hi, I'm going to stand here and pose, because she's inexperienced, I'd say.
What characters does Felicity inhabit?
Felicity plays Fred, Scrooge's nephew. She's also part of the Ghost of Christmas Present, a snowman. When we go back to Scrooge's past, she's his sister and childhood friends. And also Old Joe, who is part of the duo who pillages Scrooge's house in the yet-to-come portion.
Patty, what brings these women together in the guild? Tell us more.
Well, I play the role of Phoebe Reese. And Phoebe is more like the matriarch, almost, of this group. She's the director, and she and the other people within the guild, I believe, are doing it for fun. They do believe they're good actors and actresses or whatever, but she has brought them all together to have some fun, get them out of the house, that sort of a thing. And what she does, I mean, in between all of her little scuttles, between all the different characters, all the different members of the guild, I do believe she's endearing. She's almost matriarchal. She loves them. And she, you know, makes them very much, wants to make them feel very important. And, you know, it's funny because it does remind me very much of my own mother. Back in the day, she was very much involved with the VFW Ladies Auxiliary. And they used to sit around, I remember, at the kitchen table building costumes and set pieces with cardboard. And it was a bunch of ladies who would get together and work in the church basements or whatever and put little skits together. It was absolutely wonderful, and they did it for fun. So I think that the Women's Guild here is pretty much doing the same thing. And the rehearsals are a gas. They're a total gas. They're just so fun.
And Ms. Diva?
I'm Thelma Greenwood, and I am the star of every show at the Women's Society. I know Phoebe thinks that she's the star, but I am the star. The people come to see me. You could ask the vicar that. He'll tell you about it.
Well, I have to disagree with you just for a bit. There is quite a conflict between the two of them, between Thelma and Phoebe. But there is a lot of love, because Thelma would be nowhere if it wasn't for me.
Well, I'd probably be further if she didn't hire people like Gordon. He's not an actor.
That's what she thinks, but we wouldn't be anywhere without Gordon. He does help us out a great deal. He really does. But there is this conflict between the two of them. They're constantly trying to upstage each other. And it's very much part of the comedic relief about it, too. And it's ongoing throughout the whole production. It really is fun.
It's true. They are good friends, even though there is that rivalry going on. When I'm doing Thelma, and I'm being me, and I'm acting, but then when I go and act, and I'm Scrooge, and I'm bombastic, and doing all humbug, and all that nonsense.
Scroogey words
all over the place.
As the director, John, you just have to keep this moving?
As a director, the big challenge isn't just to keep it moving, it's a show about transitions. So we, you know, every scene is very short. And every scene is almost its own self-contained comedic skit where there's a different joke. We do have to move from sequence to sequence very quickly. And the other big challenge with the show is they do attempt special effects. When Scrooge and the Ghost of Christmas Past fly in the past, it's two figures on a stick that we show. And every time there's an effect, it doesn't work. So you have to build and design effects, disasters that happen on cue, I guess is the way to describe it, which is harder than just building an effect that works. This needs to stop working when you want it to. So that was the big challenge in designing the show. I mean, I'm lucky because this is the third time I've directed it. I did it once before with Little Shiny Things Productions in Dury. That was about 4 years ago. And I did it for Applause Theater when they were in Duryea, and that's a very long time ago. So some of the set pieces I was able to keep from the Little Shiny Things production, and that helped. And I knew how to build everything this time around.
What about music? You mentioned that the Farndale ladies do the Mikado.
There are two original songs as part of this show. I don't know how much I want to give away.
Well, we're supposed to be good but not good, so we don't rehearse too much on it, so we don't get too good.
That's true. And, you know, not to give it away or anything, but there was no singing at the audition, so he knew nothing about how our range was.
This is the second time when we heard the cast, I realized I was going to have to sing the songs too from off stage. I go, yes, somebody needs to be on key.
Is that the challenge of this kind of play where you have to be consciously not so good?
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard. I do. It's unusual. You want to be good, but it's okay to not really worry about it. So
I have a particular difficulty because I am a trained dancer, and I'm supposed to not dance all that well. I do have a moment where I shine, but at the same time, I'm still trying to tell myself, try to be off tempo, try not to be too good, because these ladies probably have no training or actual skill, really. So that's been the challenge for me, personally.
I think it adds to the challenge for all the performers, because when they get into character, it's important to make sure that we see their character overact. So, like, when Thelma becomes Scrooge, we don't want to see April's bad acting. We need to see Thelma's bad acting, which is a different thing. And it's the biggest challenge for all the cast members. And I think it actually makes the performance much, much harder. It's like a good singer trying to be off key. That can be a real challenge.
I think for me, the singing and dancing, that's easy because I'm right on par with the level of the women. Probably a little bit below. I am not a dancer. I am not a singer. So poor Donna trying to teach me to dance. It actually totally worked. And John often says, keep it. And I was like, okay.
I think what's going to be very interesting is when we have an audience. Because we are going to discover things that we didn't rehearse or expect when we were rehearsing. There's going to be laughs, or there's going to be remarks, or there's also going to be things within ourselves that we're doing as the characters in the play that we're going to be discover. You know, I think it gets to a point where you do need an audience to know exactly what is happening here. And I think, too, what's going to be very exciting about this, it's going to be a different show every night. We, as the actors who are, you know, in this church basement or this little theater, coming in and doing this show for a different audience every night, it's going to be different for us, and it's also going to be different for the audience. And I think that's just going to be a great experience all around.
I think it's a lot of fun. I think also to touch on, like, what you were saying, when there are several points in it where we switch between our character as the lady in the society and the character they're playing. Like, mid-sentence, I'll go from being Scrooge to Thelma. And it's just that really quick, got to make it distinct.
Providence Playhouse is one of those intimate theatrical spaces in our region, so it sounds like a good match for this play.
It is. I mean, even in this context, when we came in and I started talking to people who are associated with Actors Circle all the time and do a lot of the technical work, when I started setting up the set and the way we wanted to do our sound, we got a lot of suggestions. Oh, you could do this instead. It would look better. You could do this instead. It would sound better. And it's hard to explain. Yeah, but we don't want it to look better. We don't want it to sound better. We don't want this to look slick and professional. This is old ladies making set pieces out of cardboard in their kitchen. That's exactly what this is. So that's how it should look. My experience, having done the show a couple of times, is audiences jump right on board. And the response has always been really, really good. So in that respect, I'm looking forward to it again. And Patty's right, never the same show twice. Absolutely never. As much as we try to plan ahead and we know what's going to happen, it never holds. It's almost as though, if you come to see this, you could almost compare it to, say, calling up a DVD of your favorite TV show or your favorite movie and watching the blooper reel. That's a lot of what this is. That's a lot of, this is when the effect didn't work. This is when so-and-so forgot his lines. This is when this person came out early. You know, this is when the costume didn't fit, that sort of thing.
What's coming through, too, is the sense that we are laughing with all of you, not at you. We're laughing at the situation rather than at the people.
Oh, I think definitely. I think the feel of this is that the audience is their own kind of character as well. and that they're getting to be a part of it, aside from interactive parts that might happen. But they're also a part of the show and that they're getting that backstage thing. And it's going to be great for people who are theater lovers and to kind of get that the inside thing, especially when we use the lingo.
I'm wondering if there's going to be elderly women or anybody in the audience that looks at us and says, well, if they can do it, so can I. It might all of a sudden spark an interest in acting.
I forget where I read about this. One of the authors of these Farndale series, he said the initial inspiration was seeing his mother with their little church group doing these terrible productions and just having the time of their lives.
You know, what was interesting too, in just doing some of the research on the internet, this particular production has been done quite often. A lot of different theater groups over the ages have done this. There's picture after picture after group have done this show. So apparently it's very, very popular and fun. It's a perfect time of year to have something like this in production.
And it's something different, too. It's not your white Christmas. It's a wonderful life. It's something different for Christmas that you're going to come. You're definitely going to laugh and have a good time.
The name of the show, take a deep breath. The Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswoman's Guild Dramatic Society's production of A Christmas Carol, written by David McGillivray and Walter Zerlin Jr., will be taking place at Ector Circle at Providence Playhouse, 1256 Providence Road in Scranton on December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows start at 8 p.m. The Sunday show starts at 2 p.m. Call 570-342-9707 or email tickets@ectorcircle.com for tickets. We hope to see you there.
Director John Sugard with actors Patricia Purcell, Donna Wojtek, and April Holgate speaking with us about the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild Dramatic Society's production of A Christmas Carol by David McGillivray and Walter Zerlin Jr., loosely based on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The ladies of the Farndale Avenue Housing Estate Townswomen's Guild Dramatic Society mount another assault on the classics with their stage version of A Christmas Carol. They portray a dizzy array of characters from the Dickensian favorite and a few which aren't. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2, December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and again the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's an Actors Circle production at Providence Playhouse, 1256 Providence Road in Scranton. For more information on the web, actorscircle.com, actorscircle.com. December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2. For more information on the web, actorscircle.com, actorscircle.com.